Demographers can tell you about the characteristics of a city, its size, rate of growth, its density, but they can't tell you why a person loves where he lives, why a person stays when others are leaving, or how he feels when a place he's lived all his life is filled with new faces. So we decided to talk about this with two men with two different stories. Joe Langhart is the owner of Joe T. Garcia's Mexican restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas. Fort Worth's population is increasing, part of the ongoing growth in the cities along the Sun Belt. He's 47 years old. Ronald Griffin is 35. He's married with five children, and he lives in Detroit, Michigan. The Motor City has lost more than half of its population in the last half century. Gentlemen, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Now, Mr. Griffin, let me start with you. As I understand it, you left Detroit for 2 years, and then you came back. Why'd you go back?
Because the mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, is a real good friend of mine. I told him I was going to come back. I was a police officer. I just retired in January, and I promised him that I would come back and do my part to help build the city. I left for reasons because I am married. And sometimes when you're married, you got to do what the wife says, you know, what she wants.
That's right.
And she thought it would be better for us to leave for a minute because she just was trying to get some fresh air for whatever reason. But I decided when we were looking for a new home, a home that we wanted became available. And we were excited about it, and I said, let's move back. And I moved back to the neighborhood, which I grew up at, which is in the northwest area of Detroit. It's called the University District by U of D College. And it's still primarily one of the best neighborhoods in Detroit. It's a lot of the young folks my age and a little older, between 35 and 45, a lot of the young entrepreneurs and business folks, as well as the older community who's been living there 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So it's a pretty solid place.
So it doesn't feel like a place that's losing folk. It feels like a place that's on the move, right?
Okay. And that's one of the reasons why I drew, because the mayor was, like, really glad, because he's like, you know, some of his people live over there. It's a good neighborhood for your kids to grow up. And I told him, and I was speaking to some other people, not just the mayor, but just to say that, you know what, let me do a commercial that says it's time to come home.
Okay, that's all. Let me hear about this in a minute, but let me bring Mr. Langhart in. Mr. Langhart, your story is different. You've never moved out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes,
ma'am. Why is that?
Well, one, it's just a beautiful city here in Fort Worth. I love Fort Worth. I've lived here all my life. My grandparents, you know, came here from Mexico, and my mother and, you know, father, you know, born and raised here, and my brothers and sisters, and, you know, I just love Fort Worth. It's for such a big city, feels such, you know, like a small town, and, you know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody's very friendly. I love the neighborhood I live in. It's growing quite a bit. Our downtown is just really has come a long ways, and it's beautiful now, and they're constantly doing things to improve everything around the Metroplex, and it's just really wonderful to live here.
Now, this may be a silly question because you're a business person, and so, of course, you know, appreciate the opportunity to have more customers, but I wonder if you ever feel like there's too many people, you want to go to the movies, there's too many people.
Well, you know, luckily in my business, being in the restaurant business, my time off is usually during the week, so when everybody else is working, I'm off on a weeknight on Wednesday or Thursday night. Well, it's not so bad when I go out. Of course, on the weekends when it's pretty busy, I'm pretty much here working at the restaurant. So, on my end, it works out okay.
But what about other services? We're being sort of funny with the movies and things like that. But there are other services housing, emergency room. I don't know if you've ever gone to an emergency room and had to wait a long time, or schools. Sometimes schools get crowded. Do you ever feel like that? That the demand for services is keeping up.
You know, that there's still a need for our hospitals are still needing, we need some more help there. I think, you know, that is still growing. They're redoing, you know, Harris Hospital here and All Saints Baylor. It's also working on that. And that's come a long ways. And I think with everything they're doing here to try to improve that, I feel like it's going to get there eventually. Without a doubt, you know, traffic is, you know, definitely, it's been tough, you know, they're constantly working on our highways and streets and stuff to try to improve and widening them, and to improve that. But, you know, I think Fort Worth is handling it very well. We're always watching else. You know, I think Fort Worth is always watching what Dallas is doing and other people's mistakes and seeing what maybe they might be doing, and hopefully won't make those same mistakes.
Oh, that old Dallas-Fort Worth rivalry coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we look at Dallas, you know, for the mistakes.
You can't help there. But, hey, I love Dallas. I mean, Dallas is a great city. You know, I have a lot of clientele that comes from Dallas. There are a lot of great people there, and you know, we get people all over the Metroplex that come and eat here, so I'm
all
very
right.
grateful for that.
Mr. Griffin, you were saying that you were suggesting that to Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick that there should be a campaign, It's Time to Come Home. What would some of the selling points be?
You know, I basically said, look at me, you know, I left for whatever reason, and just like any major city, every city goes through a rebirth or revitalization or a renaissance, so to speak. We see growth and we've seen falls. Every city is going through it, and like you were saying earlier, you know, talking to some other people that they see in other cities because of young people going for different jobs and different reasons. And I don't say in Detroit, it's one of the cities that's on the comeback. We're one of the only cities in quite some time we've hosted the All-Star Game and the Super Bowl at basically the same time. And we had no incidents whatsoever we hosted. And that came from both commissioners because I worked on both committees. I worked on the Terrorism Task Force Committee because I trained with the Terrorism Task Force. That's the combined SWAT team. So I had intel, and it was amazing to see all these people come all over the world and have preconceived notions about Detroit. They're still holding on to the fact that we've had fires or whatever from different things and stuff. As Detroit, it's not like that anymore. Because I train police officers, we see all crime statistics from all over the world, and Detroit is not the only city that has experienced crime.
Hold on, Mr. Graham. I wonder, do you buy into, I don't know if you were able to hear the previous conversation with demographer Bill Frye, and one of the points he was making is that a city doesn't have to be as big as it was to be successful. So would it bother you if Detroit never regains the population? Do you still think it'll be a good place to live? Quickly, if you would.
You know, it's not about size. It's all about the content, the character of the people in there. If the people in there, if it's 700,000 people and they love Detroit, word of mouth is what grows another city. People tell them, this is the place to go now, this is the place to go now. People go and find out for themselves. Detroit is coming back. Our mayor and our city council are doing a great job. And I'm not just boosting them because I'm supposed to. I live in Detroit. And like I said, Detroit is a great city. It's coming back. Our downtown mm-hmm. is booming. Everything is booming. Just because the big three is going through a little economic downtime doesn't mean that you can't. But right now, our governor is saying, entrepreneurs, come to Detroit. I mean, come to Michigan, period. And especially Detroit. Right now is the time to come in and invest in Detroit. But while it's open, while things are going good, we're getting quality events, we're getting quality homes, mm-hmm. our downtown condos, things that people want, and that's what's booming.
Okay, but they need a place to work.
Oh, there's plenty of places.
Okay. It's
like this. It's a cold
okay, Mr.
Line.
Griffin, I'm so sorry to have to cut you off, but we're gonna have to leave it there. Maybe we'll speak again. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Ronald Griffin is a retired police officer with the Detroit Police Department. He's a security consultant and an elder at the Rose of Sharon Church of God in Christ. Thanks, Mr. Griffin. And we were also speaking with Joe Langhart. He is the owner of Joe T. Garcia Mexican Restaurant in Fort Worth, Texas. His family founded their first restaurant on July 4th, 1935. Mr. Griffin, Mr. Langhart, thanks so much for speaking with us.